Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Kingdom Citizen, where we're talking about how only one kingdom will last forever. One of the things that we've been sharing is that the kingdom of God is not like, a guy who wears a crown and a castle that holds the land. The kingdom of God is when those respond to the gospel, they receive Christ as their Lord and their King over their life. The kingdom of God advances one heart at a time. It's not a geographical location. But kingdom citizens try to live out the will of God in their life, that they pray that God's will be done on earth just as it is in heaven. We looked at a passage. Let me read a small part of it in Matthew chapter 6. It says this: "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." That's in Matthew 6, 19 through 21. You know, the interesting thing about the passage that I believe is relevant to us is that what Jesus said so long ago is completely connected to our culture today, that we have a tendency to want to acquire things. In fact, it's part of the American dream, right? To make something of yourself, to, you know, that you can pull yourself up by your bootstraps, get a good education because it's available to us. You can go on to higher education. You can get a great job. You can have a nice house. You can have a car and go on vacation, have a wife and, 2.5 kids and a white picket fence. And then, keep up with the Joneses. They get a boat, you get a boat. They go on a nicer exotic vacation, you go and one-up them. They decide to put an addition on the back of the house, you decide. And it's kind of a race to see who's going to have the nicest retirement, right? Who's going to provide their kids with the best and of everything? We have a tendency to be so focused on acquiring things. And no one would say that, okay, we treasure these things, that this is where our treasure is. But there's a reality that we constantly push to have more and more and more things. What Jesus is saying is that, look, don't do that. Don't put your treasure in things in the world where they're going to fade away. They're going to break down. They could be stolen or taken away from you. Lay up for yourself treasure in heaven. Now, he's not saying he doesn't want us to have treasure. He's not against that at all. In fact, he's not even against you being wealthy. If you read in 1 Timothy, where it talks about wealth in chapter 6, he says, look, if you are wealthy in this world, don't put your trust in that, but put your trust in the Lord and use your wealth to store up treasures in heaven, basically by being a generous person. So the problem is, why is it that we put our heart into our treasure? There's something about us that we're made to recognize value. And when we see something as valuable, we naturally are going to gravitate towards that with our own heart. When you have your heart set on a certain vehicle and you buy that vehicle and you get the vehicle and you take care of it and you wax it and wash it on a regular basis and you put it in the garage and, when you go out on days when there's salt, you want to make sure and clean it off. Like, we kind of have a heart set on it. But then if someone next to us at the grocery store opens their door into our car, it's just, oh my gosh, we put a scratch on my car. And, that's completely normal. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And what Jesus is saying is that, look, I want you to put your heart into me. I want you to put your heart into things of heaven. And until you start to do that, you're going to let other things take the place. You see, Jesus isn't interested in your outward acts of righteousness. He's not interested in you showing up and checking off boxes of religious behavior. What he wants is your heart. And if you start to treasure him and treasure the things of God, you will literally give your heart to him. And that takes focus. It takes time and dedication to start to focus your heart on the Lord. That's why I believe when we talked last week about prayer, that we start with God's will, honoring God and asking his will over our life first, because it trains us to think about the things of heaven first. And when you do that and you start to treasure the things of God, that's where your heart will be. God, I pray that you would have our hearts completely. Help us to treasure you and the things of you. Help us to recognize where you're working in and around us every day. Help us, Lord, to not put our hearts into things that fade away, but put our hearts completely into you, who will never go away. Lord, you will always be the constant. Help us to treasure you always. Lord, thank you. It's in your Son's holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Take a second and just think about the areas of your life that you might be putting a little bit too much stock in. And just surrender those to the Lord. As you pray today, and even right now, just surrender your heart fully to the Lord and ask him to be your complete treasure. Till next time, thank you so much.